This week, my patient died from a curable, preventable disease. I met John, a 61-year-old man, when he came to me for hepatitis C treatment. John had been shocked to find he had hepatitis C during a routine screening test, which is recommended for all baby boomers, regardless of risk factors. Unfortunately, like John, at least half of the more than 3 million Americans with hepatitis C don't know that they're infected. By the time of diagnosis, John already had severe liver scarring known as cirrhosis, meaning that hepatitis C had been silently at work for many years. As an infectious diseases physician, I love treating hepatitis C because, unlike many chronic diseases, I can actually cure most patients. John was delighted to hear that his disease should be curable and that his liver damage could even improve after treatment. Despite the high price of hepatitis C treatment, I reassured John that medications would be available through insurance because of his cirrhosis. Unfortunately, treatment is still not available for many hepatitis C patients with less advanced disease, even though we now know that all hepatitis C patients can benefit from being cured. I sent John for a scan to look for liver cancer, which can be caused by cirrhosis. We were both devastated to find that he had a large liver cancer, which was not curable. And despite aggressive care, John died from complications of his liver cancer. John's death was particularly heartbreaking, as this was a man with a curable infectious disease who died simply because he didn't know he was infected. John is not alone. Hep C has become the leading cause of infectious diseases death in the United States, with the Bay Area especially impacted by the highest rates of liver cancer in the U.S. However, we now have the tools to prevent deaths like John's, and in fact, to eliminate hepatitis C, but only if the more than 1.5 million Americans living with undiagnosed hep C know they are infected and get access to treatment. So please, ask your provider if you should be tested for hepatitis C. It's time to turn the tide on this silent killer. With a perspective, I'm Annie Lutkemeyer.